Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. Governor La Ganesan emphasizes unity over infrastructure in driving development. National IP Yatra Nagaland 2025 on intellectual property rights begins in Kohima. Minister for PHED Jacob Jimomi applauds growth of Naga-style wrestling, calls for unique state identity. And Center approves 2% DA hike to central government employees. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan has underscored that infrastructure alone cannot drive progress, highlighting that it is the people and their unity that can transform vision into reality. Speaking during his visit to Meluri today, the governor pointed out the region's bright future and vast developmental potential. He described Meluri, the youngest district in Nagaland, as a land of fortunes, citing its rich mineral resources, biodiversity, and tourism prospects. He mentioned the proposed inland waterway linking Myanmar's Chinwin River to Nagaland's Tizu River as a key development project, and also pointed out to the International Trade Center at Avangkhe, which will bolster Meluri's role as Nagaland's gateway to ASEAN, Asian nations, and position it as an international trade hub. The governor underscored the government's commitment to enhancing road and transport infrastructure and called on citizens, government departments, and organizations to also actively engage in the region's development. Reflecting on the vision of a developed India by 2047, he encouraged Meluri to set an example for the nation by balancing security, tradition, and development. During the visit, the governor also held a security coordination meeting at 39 Assam Rifles COB Meluri. The two-day National IP Yatra Nagaland 2025 on Intellectual Property Rights, IPR, began in Kohima today. The workshop is hosted by the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland in collaboration with the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises and the Patent Information Center, Nagaland Science and Technology Council. Speaking at the inaugural program, Advisor for Agriculture Department, Mata Ngyantan, said that intellectual property rights are not just legal tools but also means of empowerment, economic growth, and cultural preservation. He asserted that these rights protect traditional knowledge, promote innovation, and ensure that economic benefits reach local communities. The advisor called upon everyone to recommit to protecting and promoting Nagaland's intellectual property.
In Nagaland, safeguarding our unique plant varieties and traditional knowledge through proper documentation, legal protection, and conservation efforts will ensure that we do not face risk in future. Through this important workshop, let us reaffirm our commitment to protecting and promoting Nagaland's intellectual property. Our knowledge, resources, and cultural heritage belongs to us, and it is our duty to ensure that they benefit our people, both now and in the future.
Joint Secretary to the Government of Nagaland, Rennie Wilfred, mentioned that NASTEC is assisting the public with registrations and outlined various benefits of IP registration provided under IDAN. Mr. Wilfred further informed that individuals with inquiries about IP rights may call the toll-free number at 94360-30303. Mission Director and Scientist D, Nagaland Science Mission and NASTEC, Department of Science and Technology, Dr. Nesetale Hese, highlighted Nagaland's vast potential for geographical indication, GI tags, given its rich traditional heritage and biodiversity. Addressing the two-day workshop of the National IP Yatra Nagaland 2025 on IPR in Kohima today, she emphasized the significant role of IP protection in today's competitive technological world. Dr. Hese said, without proper documentation, Nagaland's rich history is being lost and diluted, leading to biopiracy and misappropriation of indigenous traditional knowledge. She noted that two GI infringement cases are ongoing in the state.
The challenges we face is that we don't have any written records. We don't have any proper documentation. Ours is an oral history. We don't have any written record. So that is how our history also is getting lost, is getting diluted. So when we want to do the GI, we have to start from the scratch to do documentation. And sadly, most of our NGOs, our people, we don't have the funding to do the documentation.
To address such issues, the Department of Science and Technology, under the aegis of the PIC, along with the Naglan Handloom and Handicraft Corporation, has initiated a project called Documentation of Naga Traditional Apparel Motif Design on Ornaments, to conduct documentation required for GI filing. Dr. Hesse said that with funding from the state government, the project aims to complete its publication by the end of this year, further highlighting that the state is yet to benefit from its existing 4 GI tags. She emphasized the importance of post-GI processes and commercialization. Dr. Hesse suggested the creation of IP centers at the district level to raise awareness at the grassroots level. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Minister for Public Health Engineering Department Jacob Jumomi today said Naglan needs a unique identity, suggesting that wrestling could serve as a potential defining identity for the state. Gracing the 15th Naglan Wrestling Association NWA Open Championship held at Kuchese, Kohima local ground, he expressed delight that Naga style wrestling has gained momentum over the years with increased participation from various tribes, whereas it was once primarily practiced by the Tenyime community.
It is high time that our state develops our own identity. Culturally, socially, our traditions and customs are very rich. It's how we are being identified by the outside world. But we needed something as an identity for ourselves. Nagas are good in games and sports and wrestling. I'm sure, I'm very confident that this game is going to bring identity to our state.
The minister called for unity and inclusive development in the state, reaffirming the government's commitment to promoting its sportspersons. He highlighted that sufficient funds have been allocated for various sports disciplines and assured support to uplift wrestling as well. 18-year-old Kril Hunyo Tevo from Seyama village won the first Women Open Naga Wrestling Championship 2025 in the 60kg and above category, defeating 15-year-old Luther Lovege from Upper Komi village. Vizoseno Kiso, 20, from Sakabama village, won the below 60 category, defeating Kulo Ngole Nakro, 14, of Tenizu village. Dimapur District Administration today convened a meeting to discuss matters concerning the Bengal Eastern Frontier Regulation of 1873. The meeting was attended by representatives from various community organizations, including Bengali, Jain, Agarwal, Bihari, Bhojpuri, Marwari, Kerala, Telugu, Utkal, Oriya, Sikh Muslim Council Dimapur and Dimapur Gorkha Union. During the meeting, the Deputy Commissioner outlined plans to set up an administrative cell for identifying individuals belonging to Categories 1 and 2 under the regulation. Meanwhile, those in Category 3 may apply for Inner Line Permits, ILP. Further, it was announced that daily wage laborers from neighboring states would be issued a 30-day permit at a nominal rate, and transit passengers with valid tickets passing through Dimapur, Chumukedima, and Newland districts would not require an ILP. Meanwhile, the Marwari Samaj expressed support for implementation of ILP in Dimapur, but urged that contributions of the many non-Naga communities be also recognized.
Request Kurado. At least voter list the Nam Thakya Aru Yate Thaki Thaga Manu permanent resident Kondu ILP Bra exam Kuribi, because you already know that yes, we are Indian citizens and we are residing in Nagaland. We have our shops, we have our jobs here in Nagaland. So and you have the proof that we are the citizens here, and that is why our name is there in the voter list. Aadhaar card is also from Nagaland. Aru Amiola Dukanla trade license konbi yate ase. So itu do consider Kuribu lagi.
The Union Cabinet has approved 2% hike in dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners. This will come into effect from 1st January of this year and will benefit 48.66 lakh central government employees and 66.55 lakh pensioners. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Governor La Ganesan emphasizes unity over infrastructure in driving development. National IP Yatra Nagaland 2025 on intellectual property rights begins in Kohima. Minister for PHED Jacob Jumomi applauds growth of Naga style wrestling, calls for unique state identity. And Center approves 2% DA hike to central government employees. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 with the English news. Good night.